Okay, city council meeting for Tuesday, February 4th, 25 is called to order. Invocation by Councilman Jeff Boyd. And Annette, would you introduce our Pledge of Allegiance leadership?
It is my honor to introduce these Mako second grade rec center leagues players and their coach, Travis Shell. And they're going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance today.
All right, I'm going to pray, boys, and then afterwards, you think y'all can hold the giggling and all down just while I pray? You think you can make it? All right, I'm proud of y'all. Thanks for being here. After I finish praying, then y'all going to guide us in the Pledge of Allegiance, all right? All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you. I thank you for the noise of these young kids in here tonight, and the laughing and the giggling and just the excitement and energy in the air. It is who we are as a city, and what we're striving for is to make their lives better and all of our lives. I just pray your hand on that school, on all of our city employees, all of our visitors, and I pray your protection and your blessing upon our city. And we thank you for all that we have. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, boys, you're up. Who wants to start? Y'all ready?
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's at 5 o'clock. They still have that kind of energy.
Did y'all notice how after every sentence they were getting louder? And this was outdo this one, and this one outdo this one. By the end, it was a crescendo of second grade.
Oh, gosh.
Good stuff right
call
there.
Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here.
I don't need to take yours. You sure? I lose my place if I don't have one. So. All right, entertaining motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes of our regular council and committee of the whole 1725, if there are no objections, reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Mayor, I've just got two. Just want to remind everybody about Arbor Day. My office and second, right over here at Community Development Office. And we're going to have trees as well as many different trees like we had last year, but we're going to have some citrus this year too. So that's going to get everybody very excited.
Is that the same weekend as Seafood Festival?
It's the same weekend as Seafood
Wonderful.
Festival.
Good.
Oyster Festival is that day. And one other.
The Siren Ball.
Trivia Night.
Trivia Night.
Siren Ball. It's a busy day, so everybody put your roller skates on. Start early with us and get trees.
Sadie Hawkins dance at the school, too.
Sadie Hawkins dance?
My fave.
Not in years.
The last thing I wanted to tell you is that a lot of people don't realize that we have Meals on Wheels available in our area. I have information about that. If you know someone that's had surgery and they can't fix their meals for a while and they just need them temporary, or if there's someone that is homebound and you know in your neighborhood that might need some help with some meals, I have information here. You can get in touch with me and I'll be happy to share that with anyone. That's it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Anyone
else?
Joe.
I think our girls bowling team is bowling for a state championship.
They are. They're in the championship.
Got two games.
And then tonight at 7 o'clock, our boys varsity, they're in starting regions playoffs, and we're hosting. And it looks like the cheerleaders are getting their state championship rings at halftime. So we've got a lot of good things happening. So
yes, yes, yes.
If we could just get the boys to work as hard as the girls.
I understand.
Then we would really be dominant.
I understand, boss. I understand. Playing St. Michael's tonight, hosting them.
Okay, moving to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to resolutions. Resolution appropriating funds, Pensacola, Perdido Bay's Estuary Program, $20,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Woody.
Thank you. Yeah, come on.
Just want to say thanks on behalf of the Estuary Program. It's a big deal. You know, recently we were granted national designation. And one of the things that the feds look at when they grant national designation is that they have the buy-in and the support of the communities that are in the service area. So it's a big deal. That's right.
Yes. It's on my calendar.
Next Thursday.
It's a big deal next Thursday, but Monday is mobilization. So you're going to see some action. You'll see the dredges show up, all the equipment. Tuesday, they're on schedule to start pumping. So.
Good.
And extend an invite to you guys. If you guys want to get on a boat, get a closer look, let us know.
Thank you.
Woody, while you say that, I'd like to give acknowledgement to our lobbyist groups. Mm-hmm. They stepped up to the plate. There were phone calls. They fought behind the scenes. And if had our senators not been on board with us, it would have never happened.
That's right.
And
right.
They had to push some other senators to come along. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we wonder, when we spend that money, does it do us any good? This is an example of millions coming this way and the whole estuary. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of work behind the scenes that everybody did, but I do think mm-hmm. they pushed it over the edge for us
sure.
to get those senators on board.
No
and
doubt
I'm
about
very
it.
Grateful for them.
Yes.
That was too. Bronner and Vince Koyak mm-hmm. at a national level.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
We spend a lot of money on lobbyists, but they always pay for themselves.
Home runs.
We can't.
We get some home runs.
We cannot we exist without them.
Yeah.
Agreed. Thank you.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Resolution rejecting all bids for two vehicles for community development.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
And just
adopt.
Bid, so you'll see that coming back through in a month.
Okay.
Move to adopt.
Oh, it's on the vote.
Oh, sorry.
We have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the proposal pouring and vending rights, Coca-Cola.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for the senior center renovations, Green Simmons Company, $357,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Under our budget that we bid,
It's close between this and the library renovations.
Great.
Together.
Okay.
They're slightly over, but.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid. Library renovations, $535,552.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement. Sally Wyrick, water aerobics instructor.
Move to adopt the resolution. They said.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution. Professional services agreement. Sharon Miller, Ageless Grace Brain Fitness Instruction at the Senior Center.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion?
Do we
Miller,
get a
here?
Group discount on
yeah,
that?
We need to have special session.
Yeah. Special discount. Session.
I'm going to be the first one.
Yes. Yes.
I was going to say, Annette, I signed you up with me. So.
Thank you, babe.
Group session, it
happy
sounds
to stand
like.
With you.
All right. Did I ask all in favor yet?
Not yet.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
That was funny. Did I ask all in favor yet?
Do what?
She said that was funny that you had to ask on that particular one.
Should we take the jellyfish medicine first?
No, we should wait to see if there's any difference.
Okay.
Prevacin.
I have tried every gadget there is and everything you can put in your mouth, and I don't know. It ain't working.
It's all
resolution fine. Authorized franchise for Alabama Container Company. Remove and dispose of commercial solid waste, remove and transport construction and demolition debris.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing franchise Bishop Enterprises. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Franchise for TBD Construction, doing business as Big Red. Remove, transport, construction, demolition, debris.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing franchise BFI Waste, doing business as Republic Services. Dispose of commercial solid waste, remove and transport construction, demolition, debris.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Hope we don't need any of them.
Agreed. Resolution authorizing the purchase of 3 vehicles for the police department. McSweeney Auto Group, $143,551.77.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Thompson Engineering, Construction Inspection Administration Services, TAP Sidewalk Project, Commercial Avenue, $54,542.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving to ordinance, outdoor lighting, wildlife-friendly lighting to establish outdoor lighting standards to protect wildlife in the Oak Beach Overlay District.
If y'all don't mind, I would like to carry this over. I've got some questions on it, some highlighted, I've talked to them. The first thing, and I don't know if that we can discuss this privately too, but it may be kind of fun to change the first sentence from Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America, just to make a statement.
There you go.
But I've got some on, there's some word in here on TVs and how they're positioned. And even though it's from, this is kind of Florida's, there's about 4 or 5 lines I'd like to go over with Nicole and Woody.
Yeah.
And just to make sure that we're not shooting ourselves in the foot or causing, it's fine as long as Nicole's here, but I'm thinking 4 years down the road, Nicole's not with someone's interpretation of this. And I want to make it crystal clear where that interpretation can lie and not leave it open-ended for wildlife and fisheries, and more that we know what it is, black and white.
And I agree somewhat, Jeff, because the reason why we're doing this, talking to you, is because those that want it don't have any rules to it. So we're having to do it, correct?
Right, and I respect completely what we're doing with it, but I would just like to leave our portion of it the least open-ended as possible. And I just have some questions on some of it.
And there's no hourglass on this. It does not have to be done tonight, right?
It does not.
Thank you.
But soon.
But soon. Well, we're going to, I imagine in 2 weeks, we'll bring it back up for our next
question. And the second question, well, I will just talk about it. I'll send an email out and y'all can kind of give your input on it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You good? You like being reminded of perpetual probation? Is that?
I guess I can all work for him right here.
Yeah. All righty then. First reading, ordinance amending chapter 2. City of Orange Beach, remove residency requirements for Planning Commission administrative official seat. This is one I asked to put in. The position that Nelson Byer had, I wanted to put Adam in there for the expertise. Adam doesn't live in Orange Beach, but there's no reason that expertise should not be utilized between him and Lanny, and hopefully Nelson will be back.
Right.
Planning Commission.
Right.
I mean, that is a level of expertise that they can decipher anything and make sure the information is disseminated properly.
And not that Adam is sitting here, but we do need him there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
Amen.
Well, just for clarity to people maybe watching on Facebook, this position is a city employee person that can read plans and understand them, and they have to live in the city. It limits us sometimes.
Yeah.
No pressure to move to Orange Beach, buddy, but... Yeah, I know. All right. So do we want...
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember
Yes.
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. If none, please call the roll.
Councilmember Silver?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyle?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Pattis?
Yes. All right, entertain a motion to adjourn and go to the Committee of the Whole meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned, and we will call to order the Committee of the Whole meeting for February 4, 2025. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Previous minutes from the work session, regular council and committee of the whole of 1/28/25 will be forwarded for review. Moving to new business resolution. I'll read all the resolutions. Y'all tell me what you think or ask questions. Resolution authorizing consulting agreement with Andy Andrews Group for employee training. Resolution support for Baldwin County Multimotive Connectivity Vision Plan.
Mayor.
Yes.
Can Renee speak on that just a little bit on the multi-module?
Yes. So that is, it was a request from a group that is trying to get all the cities and the county to approve the same general plan. It's going to help with grant applications because obviously the more agencies that show that they're cooperating towards a unified vision, the better we look for any grant applications. It's pretty much what we're already doing. Community Development's reviewed it and doesn't have any issues with it. So hopefully we can just refer to it when we're applying for grants as well.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Resolution awarding the bid for Endurance Wireless Radiography System.
What is that?
It is the Sea Turtle X-ray system.
Gotcha.
Good.
Resolution awarding the bid for two vehicles, Coastal Resources Department.
Mm-hmm.
Resolution awarding bid vehicle for Police Department. Resolution authorizing execute professional service agreement, Moffitt Nickel Natural Resources Consulting Engineering Services. Resolution establish fees for the Orange Beach Golf Center to add a discounted tournament fee for Orange Beach schools. Moving to ordinances. Ordinance establishing annual salary for mayor, chairman pro tem, council members to be paid biweekly. Public hearing, first reading, Cactus Cantina PUD reversion, February 18th. First.
That reversion would be back to neighborhood business, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Public hearing, first reading, Beach Overlay District pedestrian oriented area sidewalks, February 18th, 25. Public hearing, first reading, Coastal Cottages PUD, February 18th, 2025. Any of that? Any further questions? We'll bring up something that I want to ask you about. I think several of you guys were at the gumbo meeting on Friday. And our district attorney for Baldwin County stood up and talking about how the difficulty of finances his department is having. And the county has helped build a building, I think, and provided three new judges, but they're woefully still underfunded. I have a great relationship with him. I have highest respect for Judge Wilters. And I told him I would ask you guys or for us to discuss in the future some contribution from all the municipalities toward the district attorney's office. For me, the justification is if we want to stay safe and protected, we need deterrence and deterrence. I have a mayor's meeting Wednesday or Thursday. I'm going to bring it up to all the mayors, but I want y'all to think about it because I would love for us to contribute. And I'm probably a significant amount because we need.
Well, Mayor, there is a fee for every case that the court collects that sends to their office, whether they hear it or not. I challenged it a few years ago because I thought it was going in a black hole. Mm-hmm. You know, Renee had given us clarification.
I remember.
You remember it?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to have clarification of what that fee was again.
Mm-hmm.
How much do we generate for them? And I think it goes to the district attorney's office.
Some of it does. I don't know how much.
He makes his most money on DUIs, I believe, after his conversation the other night.
Yeah.
And it does go. But he has asked for money for you, aren't you?
Yes.
It seems like every time he's at one of the gumbo meetings, he expresses how difficult it is to just get his budget done.
Right.
Because they've added new judges, and it seems to me he's one of those departments that has just been squeezed in.
That's right.
And so I think it would be an incredible gesture to the DA's office and to the other municipalities to say, would you be willing to commit with us?
Because all of us benefit from it.
Yes.
There's no doubt. Yes.
That's exactly right.
And if anything,
our community benefits from what
and Judge
he does.
Wilters is a good man.
Yes.
And
yeah.
does a great job.
And that position and that office to him about
it'd be great for
this whole county. So
I would agree. I agree.
Go forward. Ask him to talk to him about it.
It'd be great for us to be out front.
Right. Well, I'll bring it up to the mayors that we are going to do it. We would hope that they would follow suit. Whether they do or not, then we will move forward with.
Okay.
All right. Sounds great. That's all I had.
Our girls are in their final game as we speak, and the latest update that just came in that said, we're about to start. We're bringing one of them home, the first or second. We're in trouble. The other team is only bowled draws and strikes. So I don't know where that's going. That just came through.
But they can.
Jimmy was there today.
I just left. Never in my wildest dreams would I thought I'd be at a bowling tournament. It was exciting. And the game that they just won, they were getting beat pretty bad when I left. So the fact that they won the second one to get to where they are is nothing short.
That is who they are. They perform under pressure.
Where is it?
Where are they doing it at?
It's in Mobile.
It's in Mobile.
Bowl-a-rama.
In West Mobile. Uh-huh. Okay.
And how they chose that location for the state playoffs, I don't know. But the place was packed.
Well,
it was exciting.
It's exciting.
The funny thing is, our girls, not so much on technique, but 85 mile an hour bowling ball.
Power bowlers.
Because the big joke from all the other teams were, these are Amazon athletes. I mean, because they were so much bigger and more athletic than the other kids.
I asked Dave, I was like,
the stress does not bother them.
Do you have better coaching? And she said, no, we just hate to lose.
All right, well.
There's one Facebook comment. It's from Brent Williams replying, Turtle Ordinance. Sorry, Madge and I cannot be there. We support the ordinance, but feel it leaves the more important issue of super bright flashlights chasing nesting turtles off the beach. We need an ordinance permitting turtle-friendly flashlights only during the nesting season.
So let me bring this question up. You know, our kids did the red turtle light flashlight years ago. There is not a city that I'm aware of down Florida or anywhere that has done this. If we did this, we would be the first. And it's kind of like the speed limit on Canal Road that went from 50 to 40. And Chief, I know you've had to turn your head to it a whole lot, and Aldot won't let us go back to 50 because of the widening. It's going to be one of those things that's going to take a few years to adjust, like leave only footprints. If we did it, it would be big and make a statement. But I think it's something we really need to think about. But if we're going to do it, this is the time. But we need to really consider something.
You are correct. It will be difficult to police. It's something we carry the little red stickers. We try to educate.
Maybe we should get with our visitor center and also educate them.
Yes, an education campaign should go around this.
Yes, amen.
Well, same way we felt about
that's right.
Leave only footprint. Everything was so difficult in the beginning, but we've always been the one to lead the way.
And now look at the buy-in we have. Yeah.
And
exactly.
I don't mind it at all. I like it, but we do not have the manpower to enforce it.
So it may be something that for year one and two, maybe we don't put it in the ordinance. We come back on the ordinance, and maybe we go through the CVB, and we started as just our signage says, only long lumen or red flashlights and options for where that is, and do some sort of a campaign as we build them there, because I hate creating an ordinance that you really can't enforce just to say you did it. But I do think we could have a campaign pushing it further and then maybe come back in a couple of years and say, all right, we're ready to do this now.
And you can tell Mr. Britt that I said he'll be the first ambassador with a group of many at nighttime out there taking those flashlights away to those little kids.
What we can do, what do you think about this? We make it an ordinance, and we get with the CVB, and we buy 10,000 turtle light flashlights, which are less than a dollar, and we have ambassadors go. We just handed them the red light and taking the white light as word. We don't write tickets. We just.
I think it's a good
idea.
That
might be a way to make it a marketing campaign, but we need to go, if we're going to do that, we need to make it an ordinance.
Yeah.
It's not voluntary, but here's something so you don't have to quit looking. All right. I'll talk to the CVB.
And then the, it would grow and people would hear and.
Yeah. Y'all good with that idea?
I am.
I like that.
And the CVB would probably help us buy them.
Yeah.
If not buy them.
Yes.
I'll bring it up the next day. Okay. And I'm sure Gulf Shores will probably go along with us.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Okay. We got a plan then.
Well, I mean, we're just going to have to understand, and whenever we do this, it always opens the door, and this is what we discussed on one of the other items on this ordinance. If she's the one policing it right now on one of these lines, what happens in 3 years when she's not here and someone else is interpreting and policing it?
Now it's only 3 years.
7 years, 10 years is what I mean. But
I was thinking, you know, 40
you
years.
Lottery,
you can also get someone that brings the interpretation on this and can make it very miserable for tourists and guests. And I do not like opening the door on something that is going to could be very painful and make people not want to come back because we did this. So I just let's give it some good consideration.
Agreed. Nicole, keep your friends close.
Bill, I'd like to get y'all's input on this before I'll call you and maybe John and you, your CVB as well, representation. So it will, we would have to run this by you guys before I think we could approve it.
You think that'd be a pretty good marketing campaign? No, we're not asking y'all to do it. We would do it ambassadors. That's what I'm saying. We can't put ourselves in a position to know that we're going to start writing tickets to anybody with a white light. But if we have an alternative to hand to them, and we have ambassadors on the beach between 7 and 9, 7 and 10 during the summer, then it might be something that seen as nice.
I would think the turtle program. I bet you could get volunteers. But again, let me just say this. If it's not an ordinance and those volunteers are out there asking people to please, yeah, it's one thing. If you make it an ordinance, you put those volunteers out there, they're going to be sticking kids' head in the sand to make sure they get a red light. I mean, we're opening up a can of worms if we don't do it right.
Agreed.
They made a couple more comments. Brent Williams said it will require education, signs at beach entrances. It's a peer pressure thing. He said share the beach volunteers could also give out flashlights. And then Philip West said, our nighttime leave-only footprints crew could also distribute those lights.
Yes.
So can you find out what 10,000 red light flashlights would cost?
They're not a dollar.
Not a dollar.
No. They retailed. We sold them wholesale for $250 when we did it. So then most of them, like House 5 and 10 and souvenir stores, sold them for either $4.99 to $6.99.
I mean, we have a promotional budget in admin where we could make it a City of Orange Beach, like tiny light with little, you know, and have it be red light. I mean,
no,
that's an option.
There's about, I'm going to donate some lights to get you started.
I don't want
to
say that.
There are red stickers, because most people on the beach,
they just said that.
The problem with the stickers, though, they just become trash.
Yeah.
And they all end up on the beach. And they do work, but they all end on the beach, and then they just are. It works, but not to that degree.
And that's the problem with handout flashlights too, because you have a whole new group of, I mean, hundreds of kids every night in the summer. So if you're handing out flashlights every night, and then you know a whole new group the next year. So
oh, it's 150,000 new people every week.
Yeah,
so when you think of that,
yeah, continual turnover.
Yep.
Okay, forget it. To heck with the turtles.
I think it's got to be in conjunction with CVB. No different when we did Leave Only Footprints. That was a great campaign. Yeah. And if it's done properly with education, it's in all the elevators, and they print as you're walking out to the beach last time, and we could put them at all the entrances, every gateway as you're walking out to the beach on each of the condos, that would be a huge start.
Yeah, I agree. And that 10,000 was just a number I threw out there. I may not even come close to needing that many, but we can look at vendors, see what the price break is, come up with a number for us, maybe at 5,000, maybe at 3,000. And I do think we had to buy one for Zane to go to some kind of military camp thing, but it was more of a higher grade.
Yeah, like they $25.
Yeah, but they make the really, but they make real cheap ones, essentially disposable.
Believe me, I know so, all about it. I ordered them straight from China. So I designed them, got wildlife and fishery approval with the kids. My kids wanted to save the world. They did this like 10 years ago, and It was a great project, but they grew and went places, and I was like, I'm not doing it.
You got them before the tariffs.
Trash you create with disposable plastic.
They are. They're disposable lights. I mean, but, you know, they last a while, and they have batteries in them. You can replace them.
Well, they should last a week.
Or a night. I mean, they got, I think, three or four AAA batteries were in them. So.
Just get some red cellophane to wrap your phone.
You know, it'd be nice if they could leave them in a basket. But when they leave at condos, hotels, or whatever, and then reuse them.
They will, but the rust gets them like that overnight almost. They're cheap, and the salt water. Well,
The mayor just said something. Red cellophane, a wrap, a something that will go over their existing flashlights that they have, and also the cell phones. Huh. Which are the cell phones.
Well, they offer them. I mean, the CVB offers them at the visitor centers. They're stickers to put on your flashlight and your phone.
Cover that.
They do it. And, I mean, they work for a bit, but really, if you go out there, most of them wind up on the beach. They just come off and peel off and whatever. So, but it's an alternative.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else? Anybody in the audience have anything they'd like to talk about?
Someone just said charge them, so if they leave them, charge them, they can leave them in the basket, and then they'll leave them like they do the armbands. Carlene Askew said charge, so then if they leave them in a basket, then they'll leave them like they do the armbands, in hotel rooms and condos.
Worth trying.
Yeah.
Brent Williams said basket's a great idea, too.
We'll figure it out. I just don't want to rush into doing something that we cannot manage nor police. But the idea is a good one, at least valid.
It could be that at some point down the road it's going to be forced on us anyway. So
I'd rather give it a year as an education and then come back and amend the ordinance, honestly.
Agreed.
Because from my position, I have trouble voting for an ordinance. That we can't, if we leave a door open for someone to fuss about, then we have to go address it. If it's on an ordinance and somebody complains, we have to deal with it.
And we have to enforce it.
And I just, I think we're opening a can of worms by doing that.
All right.
Anything else, guys? Anybody else? All right, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned.
Thank you for coming, everyone.